provide surprises with surprises. So this session, it was Apostle's session. He had a card on his chest. He says, "You go ahead." Hallelujah. So we thank God for good generals. A good general must always have a surprise. So we are fighting surprises with surprises. And hallelujah. And I like the song that they have just sung. Because we have to fight for our spirituality. You must fight to be connected. Satan, with difficulties and oppression and pain, he wants to disconnect you from the Lord. So fight to be connected. The scripture that we have just sung, John 15 verse 5, Jesus Christ says, "Without me you are nothing." Without me you are nothing. So fight to be spiritual. Fight to be connected. If you don't have food, fight to serve the Lord. If your children are dying, fight to serve the Lord. If you are losing business, fight to serve the Lord. Whatever circumstance you find yourself in, fight to be connected. Don't allow anything, absolutely nothing, to depart you from the Lord. This is woman's war. If your house is in disarray, things are not going well between you and your husband, fight to be connected to the Lord. If your children have gone haywire, rebellious children, fight to be connected with the Lord. Don't curse God and say, like the Job's wife says, curse this God and die. You have to fight to stay in the Lord. Fight to be in the presence of the Lord. So I want us to sing this line that without you, Lord, I'm nothing. The same song we're singing, sing it with understanding. You might have come here, when you open your cupboards are empty. Fight that you will serve the Lord regardless. You might be not even having money, but to be in this conference, fight to be connected.
You should be here.
Thank him for the breath that he has given you. In him we live and move and have our being. Let nothing, absolutely nothing, takes you from the presence of the Lord. Let's sing this song and you should just thank God for your life. At least thank him that you are breathing. How to make an oxygen bag? You know that people who are working with oxygen bags to breathe. So just thank him, Lord. I don't have anything, but I have my breath. I have my life. I have my health. Thank him. So you must fight to be spiritual. Can we sing that song? Nothing without you. Without you, you are the air that I breathe. Can't live without you. Without you, in you I live and move and I be. Nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you. Of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for serving in your house. What a privilege and honor it is. To you, O God, be the glory, honor, and praise. Spirit of the living God, you are welcome in our midst. You are welcome in our midst. Thank you, Lord, to have put your Holy Spirit within us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood that cleanses us from all sin. Thank you that our Lord and Savior has bought us, O God, with a price, not with gold, but with his blood. Thank you, Lord, that this morning we are nice and shiny. It's because of the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from all sin. Lord, we want to say thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give God a clap offering as you take your seats. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, family.
Let's also
thank God for Apostle Vincent in the house. Hallelujah.
Apostle Vincent. Amen.
Our general. Hallelujah. He is our general in the house. He's teaching our hands to fight. He's teaching us to be strong, to fight for spirituality. So this morning I'll be just taking from what he said last night. And even this morning during our morning prayer, that we have to fight to be spiritual. So with the 35 minutes given to me, because
at
10 past 11, we are going to take a tea break
at 10 past 11.
10 or quarter past 11. Let me say quarter past 11. We'll go for our tea and toilet break.
So this 35
minutes, I'm going to hit hard.
35 minutes.
I'm going to fight like a true warrior. A general, fight with speed. So as Christian, we must be speed. We must have speed. So we want to say thank you, Apostle, for the opportunity you've given me.
Apostle,
I was not a preacher when I met him. He made me a preacher. I think for the past 10 years I was refusing to preach. He was persuading me. He was not forcing me. He was just allowing me to take my time. Then after 10 years I started to obey. So thank you, Apostle. I would have not been a preacher pastor. This gift in me I would have died without it. Have you not used it? So I'm very grateful. And I love you. Hallelujah! It's a woman's man.
Amen.
So we must pamper our husbands. I have the story. We went to a funeral in my family. And then one of my I will say my daughter because she belongs to my son, my sister. She's not married. So she's got a status of a boyfriend or profile picture of a boyfriend in her
phone.
Now my other cousin Osnono ask her what is all about this? Why this man as your profile picture? She says, don't worry. She's saying, I'm bribing him. I am bribing him by putting him as a status picture. I'm just bribing him. Don't worry. It's I just put him as a profile picture. So this morning, Apostle, I'm not making you sure. I dearly love you. I don't make you sure. Amen. Thank you, family, to have come. Our visitors, our pastors, everyone who has taken pain to be here, all our generals throughout our campuses. And I made a mistake last night. Apostle told me, are you forgot the fighters from Peli? The fighters from he also said, you also forgot the fighters from Midrand. So we've got fighters from Midrand in the house. And we have fighters from Pelindaba.
Lemashole Apelindaba.
Mega Church.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you. Spirit of the living God, seal my lips. May every word that will come out of my mouth may be sanctioned by you. Father God, I pray that the word that will come out, may it fall in good soil. May your people hear your word, produce it, and make it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Papa Lukileng, this morning I pray for a hearing ear and a seeing eye. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we are in a war. It's a woman's war. Tell your neighbor it's a woman's war. So we must fight to be we must fight for our spirituality. So Apostle spoke about it last night.
Apostle,
so he gave us a list of things that we must fight for. So this morning I'm going to take only two that let's fight for our spirituality. And let's fight to prosper. Let's fight poverty. I like even the prayer points this morning when Pastor Khomotso was leading prayer. Pastor Khomotso was dominating. Let's fight for our spirituality.
Pastor,
so let's fight for our spirituality. So Satan has got many names.
Satan una le mabitso a mantsi.
He's the adversary.
Ke molwantsi.
He's the killer.
Ke molai.
He's the stealer.
Ke lekhosi.
He's the deceiver.
Ke mofurafuretsi.
So from the beginning he deceived Eve.
Go tloga mathomong o furaditse Eva.
And he has not changed his strategy of deception. Even today, he's still deceiving women. He's still deceiving men. Because he is a deceiver. If you read the book of Genesis 3:13-15, the word of God says, then the Lord said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. I'll jump to verse 15. God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. So, our Lord and Savior is the seed of a woman. Jesus Christ is the seed of a woman. He's not a seed of a man. Me and you, we are a seed of a man. When my mother and my father slept together having their intimacy, my father's seed gave me birth. So people are seed of a man. But Jesus Christ is the seed of a woman. There was no sex between Joseph and Mary for Christ to be born. For Christ to be born, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. So Jesus Christ is the seed of a woman. And at Calvary, he has crushed the head of the serpent. So do you see that this enmity between woman and Satan? So Satan hates you. That's why you have to be a fighter. You have to be vigilant. You have to fight for your family. You have to fight for your spirituality. So he has not changed his strategy. Satan is our eternal enemy. So when you break the woman, if you break the woman, if you break the woman, the whole family collapse. Amen. If the man leaves and the woman remains, he is able to take hold of the family. She can raise the children. So then you can see that Satan is after you. Because she knows that she can, you can do much. With your little meal, you can feed the whole family. You've got a strategy to stretch that meal. Apostle speaks a lot kabo brajo. Those who eat chisanyama and forget that they've got children. Not a woman. Harina mama jo. Who eats and forgets her children. So do you see that you have to fight for your spirituality? There is enmity between us and Satan. So the word of God in 1 Timothy 2:13-14 says, for Adam was formed first. Verse 13 says, and Adam was formed first. Verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. So the target of Satan is upon us. Even today. So there is one deadly weapon that we must fight. Satan has a deadly weapon that he has. And he's called the accuser of brethren. So Satan has implanted this weapon in us to fight one another. So fight not to be an accuser. Revelation 12 verse 10. The word of God says, and I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So Satan is the accuser of brethren. So he's using this weapon on us to accuse one another. He used this weapon on us to point a finger against one another. To criticize one another. So let's fight this deadly bond of wickedness so that our prayers can be heard. If you read Isaiah 58:9, God says, then you shall call and the Lord will answer you. You shall cry and he will say, here am I. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of finger and the speaking wickedness. So you can see, you would wonder why your prayers are not answered. Why are you fasting and not things are happening? It's because Satan is using this deadly weapon on you to be critical. Fight against critical spirit. Fight against being critical. Because being critical spirit, it causes where you are. So that your prayers cannot be answered. You struggle year by year because of your critical spirit. Apostle was speaking about fight your bad temperaments, the negative temperaments. So some of the negative temperaments that is found in us, in all the three types of temperaments, is criticism.
Mo maikutlong a mabe go ne le a mararo bo bote ya ona ke gore wena o nyatse ba bangwe.
So let's fight to be critical.
A re lweleng go nyatsa.
Let's fight for unity.
A re lweleng go kopana.
Let's fight to have a relationship with one another.
A re lweleng go ba le kamano le o mongwe.
Instead of being critical, pray for one another.
Go na le gore o nyatse motho mongwe mo rapelele.
Take interest in one another.
Inyaka go tseba ka motho o mongwe.
And another fight that we must fight as women.
Here
we are praying, we are fighting to be spiritual. As women, let us forgive. Forgive your abusers. Fight to be free from the prison of resentment and bitterness. Yes, fight to be free from bitterness. Apostle last night talked about, he says, what is it that you are talking with your children? Your husband who might have left you, or your boyfriend who impregnated you would have left you. What is it that you are talking with your children about this man? Protect your children from your bitterness, from your resentment,
for
forgive the one who abused you. You know, there was a sad story that one mother, the husband temporarily left her, and the mother said to the children, your father is struggling. He is poor. He's using a newspaper to wipe himself. He says he does not even have a toilet paper.
You learn a toilet paper.
Can you imagine? And if you speak it Kastwana, it's so bad.
When you're talking in Venek.
Are papa lona we kakola ka newspaper.
Your father is using a newspaper to wipe him
the
down.
Way how poor he is. So do you expect your children to respect their father when our papa or we kakola ka newspaper?
When you're telling them what you're telling them.
You are just bringing curses upon your children. So get your resentful spirit. Forgive. And you will see that the bond of wickedness will break through. You will see yourself prospering financially. Listen to Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 8. Is this not the fast that I chose you? To lose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, and let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. Listen to verse 8. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn. And your healing shall spring up speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. So your light will break forth. You will see yourself shining. You will see darkness around your life disappearing. By just fighting to be forgiving. Just fighting not to be bitter. Just fighting not to be resentful. You will be just shining. You will break through. Your finances will come together. You are wondering you are tithing.
Why
you are tithing but not prospering? Why are you giving and not prospering? Why are you coming to church and not prospering? It's because of that resentful
story.
It's because of that bitterness. It's that God that comes from you. Today will be delivered. Today we are delivered. We will fight our resentment. We'll fight bitterness. We'll fight hatred. We'll fight our heads. Because we want to prosper. We want our glory to shine forth. We want our light to break forth in darkness. We want to our original beauty, which is holiness, submission, and generosity. So you must fight to be spiritual, to be a spiritual person. You must fight to be a strong Christian. You must have agency in your spirit. The word of God in 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, convince, and rebuke,
amen,
and exhort,
amen,
with all long suffering and teaching. So meaning your hardship must not deter you from serving the Lord. You must fight to be spiritual. You must be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Romans 8:14 says, those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of the Lord. So what spirit do you have if you are not led by the Lord? You know, we counsel many people in the church. Some people come with a resolution, I'm going to do this. I would ask them, no problem, you can go do what you want to do. But before you do it, give me the scripture that is supporting your decision. Give me a scripture that is supporting what you want to do. Is God supporting what you have planned to do? If God supports it, go ahead. But if God does not support it, don't do it. So if you are not led by the Spirit of the living God, you are not the Son of God. So you must fight to be a Christian. You must fight for your prayer life. Fight to fast. So fight to obey God with your finances. You must fight to come out of carnality. You must fight the sins of the flesh. All troubles that are coming upon us is because that we are Christians are self-dominated. Self is dominating. So you must fight to be dominated by the flesh. You must fight the sins of the flesh. Galatians 2:20 says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives within me. He says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the lives which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, so the sins of the flesh starts with I. Self-indulgence in your spare time. You hear Bazalwana about me and myself. It's my me time. You must fight that spirit. It is the spirit of the world. You don't have your life. You know, one of the vows of the monks. Monks are people who are not married. They call it a monk of a vow of obedience. And the vow of obedience says, I will spend more time for others than for me. That is the vow of obedience. That I will not be self conscious about myself. My money will be spent for others. My time will be spent for others. I will spend more time for others than myself. That is the vow of obedience. So you must fight to be self-indulgent in your spare time. You must fight to be self-defending when you are hit. Yes, self-defense. When you are hit, you are Batampona. So you want to come out, self-defense.
They will know me.
Fight against self-defense. Especially when you are hit. Fight the sin of self. Set, fight touchiness and resentment. Apostles spoke about it because women are moody. Certain temperaments are moody. So fight against that temperament that causes you to be moody. That's the sin of self.
Amen.
Fight the sin of self-consciousness. To be reserved and you are fearful. You say, I cannot make it. I'm shy. That is a sin. You are feeding self when you say, I'm shy. I cannot do it. I cannot speak like Pastor K. Fight that high spirit.
Amen.
Fight to be self-reserved.
You choose to be quiet.
Even in your home, in your husband, don't cover ka quietness. Don't cover ka current ka quietness. You must fight to be want to be understood. Yeah, you know, husband and wife, you say, you don't understand me. Let me put my case. Let me clarify myself. I mean this. Fight that spirit. Fight to be understood. Fight not to be respected. I took that decision for myself. Because it was one of the accusations I would level against Apostle. I would say, at least respect me. At least don't do many things, but at least respect me. Because you know, Apostle can rebuke in front of the people. I think two times he rebuked me in front of the church. And when I go home, I'm on him. I say, at least you must respect me. I say, you respect me. You must respect me. I put the shoes down and say, at least one thing you can do for me, respect me. So fight not to be respected. Fight that self-centeredness. So you must fight it. So the sin of the flesh did not just separate us from God. They separated us from one another. You saw after Satan deceives Eve. Adam and Eve fell. Now the next sin, the brother, Abel and Cain rose against his brother. And he killed his brother. So Satan does not want us just to be against God. He wants us to be against one another. And the word of God says, if we are not in fellowship with one another, you are in the dark. You are in the dark. And who's the king of darkness? It's Satan. So we must fight to have fellowship with one another. The book of 1 John 1:7. That talks about we must fight to be in fellowship with one another. So this is our fight. Listen to this beautiful scripture. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you must fight to be in the light. Fight to have a relationship with one another. Because the accuser of brethren does not want us to be against God.
You want
us to be against each other. Just like Cain, after he drove Adam and Eve from God, now Cain rose against Abel. So let's fight to be in the light. Let's fight to be in good relationship with one another. I'm closing with the last one. Let us fight to prosper. Apostle yesterday spoke about prosperity.
Apostle Mabane o buletse ka go atlega.
Against impulsive buying.
O no rata go no reka reka.
You know, women most of the time are not planning. They use money.
Deadly.
We are praying to myself that tonight, today will be delivered. I'll be delivered when Apostle brings that altar call before 6 o'clock. I'll be number one on the far.
And I will even kneel down.
Only last night he was asking me, what did I do with the money? I had
a
lot of money. Just to be in the safe side, I will tell you, I had
30,000.
To be honest, I don't know. I cannot account for
20,000.
Within a week. I give you 3 weeks, 5 days, 10 days.
About
within a week, 20,000 has disappeared. I just gave him 10,000. I said, Apostle, this is the only one that is left.
So
I'll be the number one here on my knees. And say, Lord, have mercy. I could say, I did my nails, I did my hair, I bought some clothes, I did this. For sure, Apostle was just looking at me, and, oh God, have mercy on me. The woman you gave me. So today I'm repenting. So we must fight to be prosperous. Let's fight to use money appropriately. Let's fight to be frugal. To be frugal. Frugal is to stretch that one rent and stretch it. I have Dr. Peladi here. Her relative, I will not speak, she knows her. She's got a relative, Dr. Peladi's got a relative. She was in deep trouble financially. She said, Sizana, I return my Mercedes Benz to the bank. She says, I return all my cars to the bank. I returned my mansion. She had a mansion in Sandton. She says, I returned the mansion to the bank. She told me, she says, can you believe it? For 6 months, I survived with 20 rand in my pocket. She said, I spent little bit. For 6 months, I succeeded with 20 rand in my pocket. She said, I went back to my house, to my home, and sleep in a single bed, which my mother rose me from. From Sandton to single bed. She started to be frugal. She is prosperous again. Let's give God a clap offering.
Amen.
She rose from ashes. Can you imagine losing a mansion in Sandton, losing Mercedes Benz, losing, and she fought to be frugal. She said, I drove an Uno. Those years with the car was called Uno, the smallest.
I drove Mercedes Benz, I drove the mansion, I drove a driver Uno.
So you must fight to be spiritual. Fight to be frugal. Fight to use money properly. Just take 100 rand. Go. Make an experiment. Take 100 rand. Put in your purse. And for the whole month, don't use that 100 rand. Just look at it and close your purse. Just look at it and close your purse. For the whole month, walk with that 100 rand. Don't use it. Regardless the prices are rising, regardless the parking man wants money, regardless of child wants captain money, look at 100 and close it. Hallelujah. Apostle has helped me.
Apostle
Untushi. He has given me 200 rand. Apostle, I'm going to keep it in my purse for 6 months. I am not going to use it. Regardless of the pressurizing needs, I will open my purse and close it. I will say 200, I'm keeping you for 6 months. When is 6 months starting from now? Tell me, when is 6 months starting from now? February, December.
February.
The 12th February, I'll be still having this 200 rand. I am going to look at it and close the purse. I'm going to put it in my purse as a sign of self-discipline, as a sign of self-control, as a sign of frugality, that Lord, I'm going to master money, I'm going to master my needs, I will open the purse and I will close. 12 February, I will tell you I still have 200 rand. The Lord is going to help me. So we must fight to prosper. In the book of Bishop Doug, he authored, he has God adds more. The one book Pastor Bishop Doug authored, he has, chapter 4 of that book says,
chapter 4 ya buka ye yare,
it causes of poverty are this follows. Lack of knowledge. Lack of good skills. Laziness. Dependency thinking. Lack of good interest in good life. Low interest in good life. Passivity. Lack of motivation and initiation. Low intellectuals. Dependency thinking. Reliance of assistance. Lack of skills to plan and to organize. Bad training. That is the one that causes us to be poor. We are planning to go to Israel next year with a family. Please pray with us. I gave actually it was not me, one of the ladies in the church gave 1,000 rand to my daughter on her birthday. She would just come and open it and say, take the money.
He
says, no. I'm saving this money for Israel trip. To tell you the sad story, it's me who's been using the money. I will go take 100 rand and go buy bread. Then I will say, I replace. Every month I replace the 1,000 rand, you won't believe. But come before month and 1,000 rand has disappeared. She even told her sisters that mommy owes me
9,000 rand.
She's counting the monies that I was supposed to have given her. I told her I will give her 300 rand a month. So she's been counting that 300 since her birth. So she says, I'm owing her
9,000.
And I told Apostle, I'm going to save 9,000 and give it to her. So you must fight self-control. To fight to have self-control. You must have a good interest in life. There is a story, for sure you've seen it. It has been on the move for a long time. It's a story that a white man was passing, and he found a black man sitting under a tree, a young black man. And then he asked the young man, why are you not looking for work? Why are you resting right now? Then the young man says, why should I work? Then the white man says, you see, I'm busy, I'm working hard, I'm building a house, I'm saving money for retirement. Then at the end, I will sit down. And then the young person, black person, says, I'm already sitting down. Lack of self, loving good things, lack of low, having low interest in life. You must say, love good things. I remember the church knows I've been loving, I've been having interest in a big house. So last year, August, during Women's Month, I had a conversation with the Lord. I said, Lord, I was teaching women that women of old put their trust in God, not in their husbands. So I was encouraging them, put your trust in God, not in your husband. Then when I arrive home, because the word of God is a double-edged sword. Because I've been pressurizing my husband, I want a big house, I want a big house, I want a big house. And for 12 years, he has been promising me a big house. Then I repented. Last year, August, I repented. I said, Lord, I come before you. Because when I speak face to face with God, I don't call him Apostle Vincent. I call him Vincent. I said, Lord, I'm convinced Vincent has no money. And Vincent will not build me a house.
Vincent,
I know the person who refuses to build me a house, it's you. Because women of old trusted you. So tomorrow I'm going to tell the women that, you know what, God is good. God is kind. It is God who chose me not to have a big house here on earth. I will have my mansion in heaven. I was talking face to face with the Lord. It was during the August month. Just a week after I had that conversation with the Lord, and I was preparing to come and tell you this story, saying, don't mind me. If I don't have a house, it's God. You know, in a week's time, the project that my husband had for 12 years, he said, tomorrow, this week, we are moving. Monday, we are starting to build. I was shocked. We were going to a camp. It was on a Friday. It was on a Thursday. She says, Friday, Sunday, we are moving. We are starting to break the walls. And Friday, we are going to the camp. I have not packed my clothes. Will you believe that my daughter and my helper, they were the ones who packed my clothes. They packed everything and we moved, and come Monday the bolts were broken. Because I trusted in the Lord. I took my focus from him to the Lord. I don't know what God did in his life. I don't know what God did in his life. And that house stood up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to say, put your trust in the Lord. Women of old trusted in the Lord. Ask the Lord for the wisdom to use finances. Ask the Lord the wisdom to have self-control. To take you out of dependency. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. The reason we don't have our things that we are asking the Lord for, it's low interest of things in life. You are not motivated to dream. And God will only answer your desires. If you don't have desire, be rest assured you are not getting anything from the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. So I want to say, as I'm closing, that you must have this determination to trust in God. To come out of laziness. Laziness is also one of the big things that causes poverty. Get something to sell. If you don't have a job, get something to sell. Remember the poor widow? She came to the prophet Elisha. She says, "My husband, the servant of God has died." And then the debtors are coming to take my things, even my children. Then the prophet says, get drums, go borrow drums everywhere. The prophet asked her, "What is it that you have in your house?" The woman says, "I don't have nothing except a small oil." The prophet says, "Bring it here." Then the woman started to pour. He says, "Pour every container." Actually, the prophet took that oil and poured in every container. Filled all the containers. And he said to the woman, "Where's the next container?" The woman says, "They're all finished." The prophet says, "Go and sell. Take this oil, go and sell. So go and sell some." Something. If you are unemployed, go and sell something. Ask God for that entrepreneurial thinking. Apostle was telling us last night that his mother was an entrepreneur. At a certain point, my father-in-law was not working. But my mother-in-law kept the family. She was selling everything. She was knitting panties or bras. All the difficult things. She was a designer.
Matsolaka ena ube afe palapa ube arekisha arugantwa ngole ngwedi bra di panty.
They never let anything. So go and sell something. You've got a small yard here, RDP house. Go plant spinach. Spinach grow faster. And start selling it among your neighbors. Don't say, "Harina, there's no work in South Africa. There is nothing in South Africa. We are dying." Get something. Go and sell something. Plant the carrots. Go sell something. You, in that way, you are going to fight poverty. You know, when Apostle came full time in the church, me and him, we are entrepreneurs.
Ooh,
we are business people. When you talk about money, you tick something in us.
Oh,
we don't love money. We like money. Because the love of money is the root of all evils. So we've got business ideas, lots and lots of them. So when he started, he told me that, you know what, I want to be in the church, I want to be a pastor. I said, no, you must choose, must make your mind right. Do you want to be an entrepreneur or do you want to be a pastor? Then for his love towards the things of God. For his love towards the things of God. Then he said, I will be a pastor. That was our first year of the ministry starting. Can you believe it? God sent a white man who was a prophet. If it was a black man, I was going to doubt their prophecy. You know, black people with money. This one was a white man. He called me. I was sitting next to Apostle. We were standing in front of him. He said, God has given you a heart for evangelism. Talking to her husband, my husband, God has given you a heart of evangelism. A heart of loving souls. Go and do that. Concentrate on evangelism. Then he said, and God has given you an entrepreneurial mind. He says, use them both. Use them both.
Amen.
I said, oh God, did you have to bring a man to come to convince me that? Because I was saying, no, you can't use them both. You can't use them both. So at the inception of the church, Apostle said, I want to raise millionaires in this church. He said, at least 40% of the people in my church should be business people. They should not go day to day to work.
At least 40% of the people in my church.
So Apostle has got an entrepreneurial mind that God has given him.
Apostle, mudimu moya wa bukhwebo.
So if you are unemployed, make an appointment starting from Monday, come and see him.
Appointment.
He will give you the mind. He will ask you, what is it that you have? He will give you a business mind. The business things are just popping like this from his heart. He has not used it much for himself, but they are just popping like this. So come, if you are stuck in love, come and ask for Apostle, what can I do? He will tell you. He will just look at you. He will tell you. So one of the things to fight poverty is laziness. Fight against poverty. Fight against sluggishness. You'll see what God will do for you. We will advance the kingdom of God. One day we went to a church in Randburg or something around there in Joburg. Apostle took some of the leaders to that church. We were in that church until 1 a.m. I think the church ended at 12, then at 1, other leaders, they left. He took us to the boardroom. We ate and started to chat. Then around 1 a.m., it was Sunday evening, 1 a.m. we left. So when we come out, All the people there, the whole members of the church are still in the church that are still lingering, waiting for the pastor. Then I
asked
Apostle, these people are here in South Africa, are they not going to work tomorrow? Apostle says, no, people in this church are businessmen. They are working for themselves. It's an Orthodox church of Ethiopians. He says, no, people, members of this church are Ethiopians and all of them are business people. So that is why they can have any conference come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Basa Tabi, employer who says you don't have leave days. If you can see the sanctuary that they bought in the city of Johannesburg, it's big, it's
huge.
Then he sent apostle some money. I'm talking about many years ago. And then he forgot, he did an electronic. Oh, I should not go there. I'll stop. Apostle says I should stop here. But what am I saying? Fight to come out of poverty. Fight for a business idea. Fight to have a business idea. And ask God to give you that wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Papa Lukile, your word did not go out in vain. Lord, like a widow who was indebted, a widow who was in trouble, Lord, you said in your way, go and sell something. Father God, I thank you that out of this meeting, we are coming out of poverty. Our lives will never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. Papa Lukileng, I thank you for this word that has come out. Spirit of the living God, overshadow us. Nourish this word. May it bring good results to us. Amen.